As you're heading back to your places, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time. You can come on up.
Morning. Good morning. Children, come on up. Hey, Ann Clark. Hey, Carson. Hi. Okay, Miss Heather's going to hand out. Everybody gets one. Pair of sunglasses. Well, they're a pair. It's supposed to be a pair of glasses. Just grab one real quick. Grab one. You want those cool ones? You get the Beatles looking ones? Okay, cool. Okay, get a pair of glasses. Cool. Everybody, okay. Pace, you already have your glasses, but you can still get a pair of sunglasses. Here you go. A pair of glasses. These are our gospel glasses. Good job. Good job, Ann Clark. Okay. All right, everybody has their gospel glasses. And Emery, get your gospel glasses. You want a pair? Okay. All right. Well, what this is about today is so have y'all heard of the Apostle Paul? We were talking about him in chapel the other day. Do you remember the Apostle Paul? And he went everywhere to tell everybody about Jesus. And at that time, back then, there were lots of rules, like lots of rules. You have to eat this. You have to dress like that. You can't do this. You can't say that. There are lots and lots of rules. But because Jesus lived and died and rose again, Jesus told us we didn't need all those rules. Okay, we didn't need to like always dress and act a certain way because we had Jesus. Jesus was our Savior. And so Paul was telling everybody, okay, even though we got rid of all the rules, the old rules, we still need to act as if whatever we did, whatever we said, was to glorify God, was to show everyone that God is amazing and God is our Savior, right? So we want to always act as if we have our gospel glasses on. Miss Heather only had one cool pair like this. But everybody, you put your gospel glasses on, okay? Yeah, Paul wanted us all to have glasses like this. I got the coolest ones. Okay, sorry, guys. I only had one pair of these. But always wanted us to act as if we have our gospel glasses on so that no matter where we go, what we do, what we say, we're showing our love for Jesus and that Jesus is amazing and awesome and that we love him. So you get whenever you wear your gospel glasses, remember Jesus. And remember that everything you say and do should glorify him. Okay, let's put our hands together and pray. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, for helping me to know how to say things, how to act, to show that I follow him. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are going to follow Miss Jeannie out the door. Miss Jeannie has a white t-shirt on. Okay, so everybody follow Miss Jeannie, and I will meet you at the back there. Okay,